Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where both parties appear to be deeply divided over issues that may or may not be important issues when we come time to vote in November of next year. It's a year and a half away, or almost a year and a half away. But the issues having to do with how you handle the pandemic, your attitude toward vaccinations, and more. Which party is more badly divided? Well, they're both terribly divided. And there right now is a piece, it's an interesting piece by A.B. Stoddard. It says, Senate GOP breaks with MAGA world on vaccines. Does MAGA world really have a position on vaccines? There is this from Real Clear Politics. And a piece by A.B. Stoddard. And I think she's done a solid job on reporting this. She writes, "The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell makes a renewed push for vaccinations. And you know, he gave money from his own campaign funds that were left over from his very successful Senate race. He won by more than 20 points. Mitch McConnell is making a renewed push for vaccinations. His Republican colleagues, she says, are following his lead. More subtly, he has also directed a message to them on the January 6th attacks. Don't deny what people saw on television." Yeah, I think that's a good idea. "A subdued effort in the Senate may not succeed as the noisiest of their House GOP colleagues make slain rioter Ashley Babbitt a martyr. They decry the treatment of January 6th prisoners," end quote, "and spread the misinformation about vaccines, all amplified simultaneously by conservative media." Not so much anymore. There has been a shift, particularly on the vaccines, and the shift has come together with undeniable truth about the entire situation. Will there continue being a shift in vaccines and greater numbers of vaccinated and unvaccinated people who choose to get vaccines if all of a sudden there are insurance consequences? We will get to that, but I think there will be a change. If you listen for it and you read the tweet leaves, it's clear Mitch McConnell thinks the swing voters the Republicans need to win back their majority next year will reject irresponsible anti-vaccine rhetoric and whitewashing of the deadly insurrection. So as anti-vaccine messages swarm Facebook and Fox News channel, that's what she says, McConnell is defying the party line, funding pro-vaccine advertisements with his own campaign funds to convince more Americans to join the fight against COVID-19. And he told Reuters just a couple of days ago, "There is bad advice out there, you know." This is Mitch McConnell speaking. "Apparently you see that all over the place. People practicing medicine without a license giving bad advice. And if that bad advice should be ignored." McConnell is not only referring to television and radio hosts weighing in against vaccines, but members of his party. For instance, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the representative from Georgia, who has a large online following and whose small dollar fundraising is the envy of her colleagues, was suspended from Twitter for circulating misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. Representative Mo Brooks called the vaccines experimental. You're not experimental anymore when you've been administered to, what is it? I mean, the vaccines now are close to a billion people have gotten vaccinated. So we kind of know how they work. Former President Trump is now fueling vaccine hesitancy, she writes, despite wanting credit for its rapid development and production and having been vaccinated himself, even after he had the disease. Recently, he released one of his tweedles, press statements that stand in for his now banned Twitter feed, stating, quote, "People are refusing to take the vaccine because they don't trust Biden's administration. They don't trust the election results. And they certainly don't trust the fake news." By the way, is there anyone out there listening right now where that is true? That you're not getting a vaccine because you think the election results were fake? That there's a relationship between the two? McConnell joins Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and West Virginia Governor Jim Justice in directly criticizing disinformation and encouraging vaccination. But while Senator Ron Johnson continues to criticize the campaign to vaccinate Americans, more Republican senators have joined McConnell to encourage inoculations. Key senators, including John Cornyn of Texas, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and Marco Rubio of Florida, have all sent out tweets on the importance of vaccinations, and on Sunday, the Senate Republican Conference tweeted out video of conference chair and physician John Barrasso of Wyoming amplifying that message on Fox News Channel. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri read accounts to reporters last week from his Missouri constituents who had a change of heart about getting COVID-19 shots after loved ones fell ill or died from the virus. I think we all know about the story, and it's a sad story of my colleague in talk radio, Phil Valentine, a talk radio host from Nashville, who had always been making fun of vaccines and been an anti-vaxxer, was in critical condition. He is getting better. He's still under treatment, but it looks like he will survive, and he now has changed his mind, as has his family and his brother and his wife, about the importance of getting vaccines to protect yourself. Simultaneously, Senate Republicans are seeking distance from insurrection denialism, as many in MAGA world embrace a new narrative in which the rioters were largely peaceful. Trump uses the term love fest. Patriots who have been unfairly vilified and targeted by the FBI. McConnell has quietly made clear there will be no counter narrative to the House Select Committee's hearings and findings on January 6th. On Twitter, Stephen Law, Janet Mullins Grissom, and other players on Team Mitch openly criticized attempts by House Republican leaders to blame Nancy Pelosi for the deadly riots or to belittle the testimony of the four police officers who recounted to the committee last week that they feared for their lives during the horrific attacks. Then Cornyn, a McConnell lieutenant, gave the New York Times a similar response. Quote, "I don't think anybody's going to be successful erasing what happened," he said. "Everybody saw it with their own eyes, and the nation saw it on television." In addition to suggestions by members like Mo Brooks, who's running for Senate in Alabama, that rioters were Antifa instead of Trump supporters, and by Representative Matt Gaetz, that the FBI played a role in organizing and participating in the riots, 21 House Republicans voted against a resolution to bestow the Congressional Medal of Honor to U.S. Capitol Police officers for their heroism on January 6th. And that, by the way, wasn't all political. I think there were some people who felt that generally this is for a battlefield. But 21 House Republicans voted against it. Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona recently tweeted out a picture of himself wearing a red plastic for Ashley bracelet, and Trump has referred to her as an innocent, wonderful, incredible woman. This is Ashley Babbitt, who was killed trying to storm into the House chambers while the House members were still there. But you won't be hearing anything like that from the Senate Republicans. Last week, when asked on a radio show who shot Ashley Babbitt, Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota referred to her as a criminal. There's more. But is this right that somehow the disinformation on vaccines, for instance, isn't as influential as we once thought? We'll talk about that in a new piece in the Wall Street Journal coming up on the MedVed Show. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity has ever accomplished, and he warns socialism is trickle-up poverty. That's the internationally acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Yep, in person in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael, this is the best show.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
There's a very important against the grain column in the Wall Street Journal. And I think it makes a very profound and important point that every serious person should take to heart. And there are a lot of people out there who remain vaccine hesitant, who are vaccine skeptics, who will look at the headline here and say, oh yeah, this is for me. This actually affirms what I believe. And maybe it does. The headline is a false narrative about misinformation. But the author is somebody whose credentials are unimpeachable. His name is Robert M. Kaplan. He is a faculty member at Stanford University's Clinical Excellence Research Center. He's also a former associate director of the National Institutes of Health. So he knows the business. He knows what he's talking about. He's not making stuff up. He's not just trying to appeal to some kind of base or to what A.B. Stoddard just described as MAGA world. He makes a very important point. And the point is not that the misinformation that is out there, that has been decried everywhere, is actually accurate or should be paid attention to. It's just that it shouldn't be blamed for the vaccine hesitancy. That all of the information that is out there where they, for instance, they posted on social media, the disinformation dozen, the dozen most prominent people like Dr. Merkelow, who have been getting very, very rich out of spreading lies about the vaccine and lies about COVID. But they're not saying these guys actually are onto something or telling the truth. What they're saying is they're not responsible for the vaccine hesitancy. How do we know? Because that hesitancy was already there before the misinformation. Listen carefully, because it's important. Over the past year, at the Stanford Clinical Excellence Research Center, where he works, has been asking representative samples of the U.S. population about the likelihood they would ever accept vaccines. A poll completed in August of 2020, that's a year ago, showed that about 20% of the population, this is a year ago before vaccines existed or came close to existing, that about 20% of the population reported they were very unlikely to take a vaccine, even if the evidence suggested it was safe and effective. Another 15% said they were unlikely to take it. Those two categories add up to approximately the percentage of adults who have not gotten the first dose a year later. Without even knowing there would be a vaccine, more than a third of the population told us they were not planning to accept it. The study was repeated in late December 2020 after highly impressive results from clinical trials led to the Food and Drug Administration giving emergency use authorization for the two vaccines. And despite that, there was still about a third of Americans who said they didn't want to take it. The Stanford finding that 20% would be very unlikely to take the vaccine, if consistent with a variety of other studies, indicates that before the vaccines even developed, people had decided they didn't want it. Some people. Monthly polls by the Kaiser Family Foundation show the percentage saying they will definitely not take the vaccine or take it only if required to by their bosses or by the government, has held steady at around 20%. Now, 20% is 60 million Americans, about 65 million Americans. It's a lot of people, enough to keep the pandemic going. Our studies also looked at demographic factors related to self-reported vaccine hesitancy. Older adults, women, Asian Americans, and college graduates were more likely to say they would take the vaccine, while African-American, Hispanic respondents were more hesitant. And even before it was known if a vaccine would ever be available, Biden supporters were significantly more likely than Trump followers to say they would ask to get the shot, that they would actually go forward to get the shot. In other words, one of the lines that I think is misguided to be as profitable as gracious and forgiving as one can possibly be, one of the lines that I think is misguided is the line that says, well, blame Biden and Harris for people's hesitancy to get the vaccine because they were criticizing the vaccine and saying Trump would never do it and it was misleading to people and he'd never achieve it. And so they had soured people even before the vaccines were invented. But that's not true, because before the vaccines were invented, even before any of that, Biden supporters were more likely to say, yeah, I want to get the vaccine. So what is the story here? Why would this be such a stubborn difference that has nothing to do with what Biden says or, frankly, what Trump says, because Trump's been supportive of the vaccines? He says, we also looked at the likelihood people would take the vaccine under a variety of hypothetical circumstances. To our surprise, information on the expected side effects and benefits had only small impact. All told, many people made up their minds long before the vaccines were even available. The internet is awash with misinformation about the vaccines, but data distortion seems to have little effect on vaccine uptake. Well over a year ago, 35% told us they wouldn't take the vaccine, and they have kept their word. The recent increase in vaccine uptake appears to be among people who initially said they would wait and see. In politics, he writes, and this is Robert M. Kaplan, in politics, he writes, voters choose their loyalties early. After they do, expensive and exhausting campaigns affect few voters. Vaccine acceptance may similarly be determined by the groups we align with rather than evidence or false information about the vaccine itself. It's important and it's interesting. And I'll tell you what I think the secret is. The secret is that a lot of people who supported Trump, not all, not even a majority, but many are open to conspiracy theories. And you see that, conspiracy theories about everything. Yes, including QAnon. And if the polls are right that you have 15 to 20% of Americans who believe in QAnon, of course people who are involved with QAnon are not going to believe in the vaccine and are going to believe that Trump is going to be reinstated by the end of August and things of that nature. And the idea is that if you are serious about conspiracy theories, and there are people on the left today, Rashida Tlaib was spouting one of the oldest conspiracy theories of all time, the idea that the evil Jews control everything and they're profiting from the pandemic and from oppressing Palestinians. We will get to the oppression of higher insurance rates and more coming up on the Medved Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Delta variant of the coronavirus makes up 93% of infections in the United States. That's according to the latest numbers from the CDC, which looked at the last 2 weeks of July. Yesterday, there were 106,557 new cases of COVID-19 reported, and 616 people died from the virus. This, as many leaders around the United States are considering mask mandates and encouraging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying,
if you want to wear a mask, in my opinion, you should. If you don't, you shouldn't. The mask issue is not nearly as important as trying to get people to seriously think about taking the vaccine.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump are attempting to block the release of Trump's tax records to a U.S. House committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, I've mentioned before the idea that is put forward in a very detailed and I think very persuasive column in the New York Times. It's by Elizabeth Rosenthal, who's worked as an emergency room physician, and she's also the author of An American Sickness, How Healthcare Became Big Business and How You Can Take It Back. She is also working on this column with Glenn Kraman, who is a former New York Times assistant managing editor who reported on health insurance. He's also a lecturer at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. And the headline is, "Don't Want a Vaccine?" And we now know, because of other work that's been done at Stanford, that almost a third of Americans don't. And they haven't wanted a vaccine since before vaccines were invented. I guess there were probably a lot of people who were praying for vaccines and hoping against hope that this crazy Operation Warp Speed would work and would realize the dreams that President Trump had for it and waiting for this to come about. Okay, there were people like that, it must be, who were praying for it and cheering for it and longing for it, for a vaccine to be developed, but just because it would help the country at large, not because they wanted to take it themselves. But you may want to take it yourself after you hear this. America's COVID-19 vaccination rate is about 60% for ages 12 and up. That's not enough to reach so-called herd immunity. And in states like Missouri, where a number of counties have vaccination rates below 25%, Hospitals are already overwhelmed by serious outbreaks of the more contagious Delta variant. And yet there are still huge numbers of unvaccinated people. Federal, state, and municipal governments, as well as private businesses, continue to largely avoid mandates for their employees out of fears they will provoke a backlash. So how about an economic argument? Get a COVID-19 shot to protect your wallet. Getting hospitalized with COVID-19 in the United States typically generates huge bills. You ever thought about that? It's a killer. Well, it's not quite a killer, but it's a killer to your budget. Those bills submitted by COVID patients to the Kaiser Health News Bill of the Month project include a $17,000 bill for a brief hospital stay in Marietta, Georgia. A $104,000 bill for a 14-day hospitalization in Miami for an uninsured person. Possibly hundreds of thousands for a 2-week hospital stay, some of it on a ventilator, for a foreign tourist in Hawaii whose travel health insurance contained a pandemic exclusion. And the basic point here is, right now, if you have health insurance, you darn well, whether you're vaccinated or not, want you to be insured for COVID. Because, yes, it is possible. There are breakthrough cases where even if you've been vaccinated, it's much less likely, but you could have a serious health problem. And you want insurance to help with that. You have to have that. More than 97% of hospitalized patients in the month of July were unvaccinated. 97%. Though the vaccines will not necessarily prevent you from catching the coronavirus, they are highly effective at ensuring you will have a milder case and are kept out of the hospital. For this reason, there's logic behind insurers being less willing to insure people for COVID-19. If they're not vaccinated, why should patients be kept financially unharmed from what is now a preventable hospitalization thanks to a vaccine that the government paid for and made available for free? It is now in many drugstores, popping up at highway rest stops and bus stops, and can be delivered and administered at home in many parts of the country. A harsher society might impose tough penalties on people who refuse vaccinations and contract the virus. Recently, the NFL decreed that teams will forfeit a game canceled because of a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players. And neither team's players will be paid for that game. But insurers could try to do more by putting the consequences on the unvaccinated. And there is a precedent. Already, some policies won't cover treatment that results from what insurance companies deem risky behavior. I didn't know this, by the way. Apparently, there are policies that won't cover you for injuries that you get scuba diving or rock climbing. The Affordable Care Act allows insurers to charge smokers up to 50% more than what non-smokers pay for some types of health plans. 4/5 of states follow that protocol, though most employer plans do not do so. In 49 states, people who are caught driving without auto insurance face fines, confiscation of their car, loss of their license, and even jail. And reckless drivers end up paying more for their insurance. The logic behind the policies is that the offender's behavior can hurt others and cost society a lot of money. If people decide not to get vaccinated and contract bad cases of COVID, they're not only exposing others in their workplace or their neighborhoods, the tens or hundreds of thousands spent on their care could mean higher premiums for others as well in their insurance plans next year. What's more, outbreaks in low vaccination regions could help spread more vaccine-resistant variants that affect everyone. Yes, we can cover people whose habits may have contributed to their illness. Insurance regularly pays for drug and alcohol rehab and cancer treatment for smokers. That's one reason, perhaps, that insurance, too, so far favored carrots rather than sticks to get people vaccinated. Some private insurers are offering people who get vaccinated a credit toward their medical premiums or gift cards and sweepstakes prizes, according to America's Health Insurance Plans, an industry organization. Kaiser Family Foundation polling shows such incentives, however, are of limited value anyway. Many holdouts say they will be vaccinated only if required to do so by their employers. But what if the financial cost of not getting vaccinated were just too high? If patients thought about the price they might need to pay for their own care, maybe they'd reconsider remaining unprotected. Look, I think it does make sense. Is it fair that smokers, many of whom started smoking when they were young and have been able to kick the habit, is it fair for them to pay more for their health insurance? Of course it is, because look at the health statistics. And maybe people are making the decision not to get vaccinated for all kinds of valid reasons. Okay, then you have more risk associated with you, and insurance policies are about risk. Why should there be protection from insurance companies or from governmental policies or from regulation of insurance companies that is based upon the idea that people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated have the same level of risk? They don't. And by the way, this would also put to rest the idea that there were risks associated with getting vaccinated. They wouldn't lower policies, they wouldn't lower the cost of premiums for vaccinated people if there was actually significant risk to getting the vaccination, because the insurance company would have to pay for that. It seems to me this is worth thinking about, and it is almost surely, as we move forward and adjust to life under COVID, that this is going to be a factor. Is it horrifying to you? 1-800-955-1776. When we come back, we'll talk about the relationship between America today and America in the 1970s. And we can also talk a little bit about the Cuomo case and its future. Not too much. We'll talk. We'll talk about that and much more on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a column over at the Journal by Gerard Baker, who's a very insightful, very amusing, enlightening writer, who writes about conservatives that he knows who have pointed out that we're going through a period of time of division and rising inflation and rising crime and disillusionment with the country and pessimism about the country that is only reminiscent of one period in our history, which is the 1970s, the era of Jimmy Carter before President Reagan turned the country around. And he says a lot of people he knows say, we're going to do it again. It's going to be the same thing. We are going to have a Morning in America leader who emerges, unclear who it will be, and we will make up for all this chaos. But he says, don't be too confident because there are some factors that are unique and worse about this period. We will get to that. Let me go first to Ruben in Tacoma, Washington. Hello, Ruben. You're on the MedVed Show.
Yes, Michael, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I basically was talking to your call screener about the fact that my family and myself, we got the vaccination, we've done followed all the rules with wearing our masks and social distancing. And then after this vaccination this summer, it felt so great to have some sense of normalcy and go to the store without a mask and all of these things. And now to see us maybe have to go back into the dark ages again, it's very depressing. And I don't think it's fair to people who are being vaccinated to be punished with having to wear a mask. This whole thing. It's not right.
Well, look, I agree with you that it's very depressing, but I don't agree with you that it's not right. Because right now, my understanding is in Tacoma, there's no mask mandate that applies right now, is there?
Not yet, but it just feels like it's going to come down the pike.
If the rate of infection continues to go up, you're right, it will come down the pike. And just like you followed the mandates and the suggestions before and stayed safe, that'll help you stay safe again. Now, why is that happening? Is that happening because the one thing that I really dislike, Ruben, is people who say, oh, this is just the government officials who want to control your life. It's actually government officials who really want to save your life. I mean, the people who are in this, they are wouldn't be suggesting mask mandates. I know that people who run the stores and run the restaurants and run everything else, they don't like it. But again, if we have a surge, literally in 3 weeks, the number of new cases per day has quadrupled. So with this kind of surge, you're right, even though we're lucky here, we're not considered one of the hot spots in the country, not by any means, thank God, in the Northwest. But if it gets worse here, then, yeah, we would have to get used to, again, taking masks with us everywhere and putting it on when we go inside. And do I hope and pray that we will get everybody vaccinated and that the incidence will go down again and we will develop even better medical protection against a raging pandemic? Yeah, of course I do. But I feel exactly what you feel, Ruben. I also went to a screening again last night. And again, first of all, it's kind of nice that they're doing screenings for the first time in a year where you actually go out to a theater rather than watching it on a computer at home. And I do think you appreciate movies a little bit more that way. And so that was a good thing. But was it terrible that a chunk of the audience was wearing masks? I think, like you said, just anticipatory. I very much appreciate your call, and thanks for listening and for calling. Okay, let me just go through some of what Gerard Baker says. He says, conservatives should defer their optimism. There are surely similarities between today's conditions and the benighted decade of 50 years ago, the 70s. And yet you don't have to have a wild imagination to see in the Joe Biden, Jimmy Carter parallels. But there are important differences that should temper any confident predictions of an imminent new era of conservative ascendancy. The 1970s were probably the last decade when existential doubts about the American project were as pronounced and debilitating as they are now. The advances of the 1960s in civil rights and economic prosperity collapsed into a tumult of social unrest and, to coin a phrase, national malaise. Jimmy Carter didn't actually use that word, but it's associated with him because everyone referred to his big speech to the country as the malaise speech. The racial strife that closed the previous decade continued to define much of the new one. And the echoes, and there are echoes, he says, of today's woke revolutionaries in the 1968 Summer Olympics when black athletes demonstrated their antipathy to the flag when it stood for in their own black power salute from the metal podium. And yes, there was a feeling of the United States losing its military domination in the world, and there was a great inflation. There was actually very high combination of inflation and unemployment and high interest rates. What does he say? He says we won't get a Reagan revolution because right now business, which was a big part of the Reagan coalition, seems to be going over to the woke side. I actually think there's another difference that is worth talking about, is the big divisions that are paralyzing America today are not between generations. In the 70s, everything was the generation gap. It was the younger people, the revolution of the young, et cetera, against the stodgy, older, hard hat generation. That can be resolved because you can resolve divisions in families. It's tougher when you have divisions among people who seem to have nothing in common. That's the challenge we have right now to bringing the next Reagan. Let us go quickly to a movie that is also dividing critics very sharply. It's a film based on a classic from the 14th century, the 1300s. But it's getting some extremely enthusiastic reviews. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Dev Patel plays King Arthur's nephew, Gawain, who chops off the head of a monstrous green knight, but pledges a quest a year later to accept potentially deadly revenge in The Green Knight, playing in theaters.
That is why a knight does what he does. Are you ready?
Well, you should get ready for an absorbing film that is weird and wonderful, capturing the haunting strangeness of the medieval age that inspired it. Based on a classic anonymous poem from the 1300s, the movie's haunting imagery from director David Lowery can only and aptly be described as bewitching. Unfortunately, contemporary background music in the heavy metal style distracts from the timeless enchantment rather than adding to it. Puzzling and peculiar in its take on fate and honor, The Green Knight, with an R rating for gruesome violence and graphic sexual episodes, is never less than compelling. 3 stars for The Green Knight.
And it is, by the way, a film that has a great deal of gruesome violence. I mean, a film that begins basically with a beheading is not one necessarily for fit for the whole family. It's also tough to follow because some of the language, they don't try to have a character speaking Middle English, which really is an entirely different language. But they speak with many different accents, and sometimes crucial lines are tough to follow. But still, in terms of the imagery in the film and the visual world it creates, it's stunning. The Green Knight, playing in theaters. Okay, next time, a $5,800 bottle of whiskey given to a former cabinet member to President Trump. But it's missing. And why was it given to him in the first place? We'll solve the mystery next time. It's also, amazingly, a clear majority of Americans once again approve, they say in a poll, of masking in public. And Americans say they would rather take a pay cut, according to another poll, rather than go back to work in the office. And a beloved burger restaurant has closed its doors for good. Why? Because of homelessness, human waste, they say, and rising crime. We'll tell you where and why and what we do about it and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.